Support for podcasting on KBIA comes from Boone County National Bank. We know you're in a hurry. That's why we have 16 banks and 23 ATMs all over town. No matter where you are, you'll find a Boone County National Bank to serve all your financial needs. Plus, with online banking, you don't even have to leave home to manage your money. The most convenient bank in town and a friendly smile, too. That's Boone County National Bank. Member FDIC. Visit us in person or online at boonebank.com today.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends on this Wednesday, April the 17th. And I want to introduce you, first of all, to Doyne McKinsey. And I think this is the first time you've been on Radio Friends, is it?
It is.
Yeah, good to have you here.
Thank you very much.
Doyne McKinsey, I like that name,
Thank
too.
Thank you.
Daniel Boone Regional Library, you're here to tell us about the One Read program.
Right. We right now are asking people to vote for the 2013 One Read book.
How long is a One Read program?
Actually,
been going on?
Oh, how long?
Yeah.
Since this is our 12th year.
12 years.
Uh-huh.
When it started.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so you're asking people to vote on it.
Right.
And the books are that they're voting on?
The Call by Yannick Murphy.
Okay, tell me about The Call.
It is it is written like a journal, a log of, and the narrator is a large animal veterinarian in New England. His son has been injured in a hunting accident and is in a coma. And these are just little jottings, talking about what animals he's treated, whether it was successful or not.
So it's like a diary or a journal.
A diary.
That
it's a year long. And it's you know, concerned with his family, but also it's a quirky thing. There's humor, there's poetry. It's very, very nice.
Is this a fantasy, or is this real?
No, this is a novel. No, it's a novel.
Oh, but this is not his actual journal, is what I was saying.
No, it's supposedly his journal.
It is his journal.
His little log book.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, that makes it even better.
Yeah. Yeah.
The other book.
The other one is called The Ruins of Us, and it is by Kaya Persinen. And it is about a woman named Rosalie, who is an expatriate American who has married a Saudi Arabian. They've lived in Saudi Arabia for 20 years. And she stumbles on the fact that he has taken a second wife. They have two teenage children. The daughter is getting increasingly Western, more progressive. And the son is becoming more a radical fundamentalist. And she doesn't know what to do. You know, here she is. She feels betrayed.
Well,
she's
yeah.
got these children
I mean, she,
to worry
she
about.
She just kind of stumbled on this, that
yes.
he's taking a second wife?
Yes. And, you know, so it's a very emotional, very suspenseful mm-hmm. book.
So you're asking people to vote on
these two
books. How mm-hmm. do they vote? How do they
vote? They can vote at any of the library sites here in Columbia, in Ashland, Fulton, on the bookmobile. Mm-hmm. Online at onereed.dbrl.org.
Okay.
And also at Barnes & Noble.
Okay. So they vote for one of the books. Mm-hmm. And when will you have the results?
We'll announce the results in May so that people have the whole summer to read the book. And then in September, we'll have a month-long chock full of programs. And we will have the author come visit.
Oh,
both authors are available. Kaya Persinen is a Colombian.
Uh-huh.
She lives here.
And what
and
about
she
the call?
She lives in Vermont, and I've checked with her publisher.
She will come visit
yeah.
it. Okay. Thank you very much. And
yes.
the website for the library is?
It's onereed.dbrl.org.
Thank you,
You're
Doyne.
Welcome.
Thank you. Doyne McKinsey, Daniel Boone Regional Library. And then you've got the rest of this month to vote.
No, until April 26th, which is a Friday.
Okay. April 26th, mm-hmm. till next week mm-hmm. then.
Right.
Got it. Doyne, thank you so much for coming
by.
Now we have Emily Raleigh with us, Independent Actors Theater.
Hello.
Good to have you here. It's been since it was cold that you were on here.
Yes, there was much more snow on the ground.
Yeah, in December. Was it December
yep.
last time you were here?
Yep.
You are doing a production called Distant Music?
Yes. It's Distant Music by James McClendon, who has some Midwestern ties. The Midwest premiere of his play was in Omaha a couple years ago, so we're excited to have it. He's a great playwright. And it's set in an Irish pub. So we, of course, as a nomadic company, are doing this performance at Eastside Tavern on Broadway.
I like the way you say it. You're a nomadic company, which means you just move from place to place.
We do, yes. We like to do site-specific things. So things, scripts that call for particular locations that we can find in the community and go into.
So where are you doing this production?
Eastside Tavern, right on Broadway, next to where the old pasta factory used to be.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
And tell us a little bit more about Distant Music.
Then. Sure. It's set at an Irish pub, and it's three characters, because we do very actor-centered work, so it's three actors. Runs about 85 minutes with no intermission. But essentially what happens is, at this Irish pub, there's an Irish bartender who has a major decision in his life, and two of the patrons come in and also have major decisions. So it's the three of them helping each other work through this moment of crossroads.
So the set that you're using is actually...
The bar.
The bar.
Yes. Absolutely.
Well, so how do they conduct business while you're doing the production?
There'll be drinks sold before and after, but then while we have the show going on, we'll be using the whole space. The audience will sit around the entire space, so the actors will move in and amongst the audience members.
Is there any audience participation?
No, we won't make them get up or do any acting on their own, but we certainly hope they laugh, because it is a very funny script. It's very well written, tight, humorous, has some really poignant themes as well, so mm-hmm. we hope they laugh.
So what age group would you say that this is appropriate for?
I would say 18 and up, probably. There's some adult humor. There's some language, that sort of thing. So I would say an older audience in that respect. But it's accessible as far as thematically goes. And it's grappling with a lot of major decisions that happen in our lives at various points.
Mm-hmm. So. All right. You're opening when?
April 18th. 18th,
okay. Oh, tomorrow.
19th and 20th. Yes.
Tomorrow.
Yes.
So you run Thursday, Friday, Saturday?
Correct, at 7 p.m.
Okay, so only 3 days.
Only 3 days, so it's a one-weekend kind of deal.
Yeah, so if people want to attend, how do they get? Can they get tickets at the door, or should they get them ahead of time?
Tickets at the door. Tickets are $8 across the board. We like to keep it affordable. And they can get tickets at the door or online at our website, which is www.iatheaterwithanre.org.
Okay. Now, what happens if... The bar has so many patrons, and your show is sold out too.
Well, you know, then we have a full house, and
the more the merrier.
Absolutely,
the more the merrier.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
So it's the Independent Actors Theater, Distant Music, opening tomorrow, running Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
That's correct.
Emily, thank you so much for coming by. How long has the Independent Actors Theater been around?
This is our sixth season.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, you're not newcomers. You've been around for a little bit.
We've been around the block a little bit.
What's the next production?
We're still in the process of figuring out next season, so we'll be announcing season 7 very soon.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And you'll come on Radio Friends to tell
us? Absolutely.
Thank you, Emily Raleigh.
Thanks so much.
Independent Actors Theater. Tomorrow, Community Champions Award Dinner, and we'll tell you about Columbia Faith and Values program that's coming up. Our program directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KPIA. Our floor director is Zach Lawhorn, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mouser. And if there's something you'd like to hear or see, I would love to hear from you. Drop me an email, pepperp@missouri.edu.